This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
How climate change is reshaping livestock farming and ethical eating debates. Discover how climate change impacts livestock farming, shaping the ethical eating discussion and the future of meat in our diets. The influence of climate change on livestock farming, what you need to know. Hey, I wanted to share something interesting I've been reading about recently. You know how climate change is this huge, ongoing issue we all hear about? Well, it's having a really big impact on livestock farming, and that's affecting us in more ways than you might think. Whether or not you're into the whole ethical eating conversation, or the pros and cons of eating meat, this topic is pretty important for everybody. So, let's break it down. Livestock farming. You know, raising cows, pigs, chickens, and all that. It's closely tied to climate. These animals depend on stable conditions for grazing, drinking water, and overall health. As temperatures rise and weather patterns shift, farmers are running into some major challenges. Heat stress on animals. Hotter days aren't just uncomfortable, they seriously affect an animal's health and productivity. For example, cows produce less milk when they're overheated, and it can even harm their reproduction rates. Changing pasture conditions. Drier climates mean grass and other forage crops don't grow as well. This means livestock have less food to eat naturally, and farmers might have to turn to more expensive or less sustainable feed alternatives. Water scarcity. Farmers need water not only for animals to drink, but also for growing feed crops. Climate change is causing droughts in some regions, making water harder to come by and pushing up costs. Now here's the kicker. Livestock farming itself contributes to climate change, mainly through methane emissions from cows and other ruminants, as well as nitrous oxide from manure. It's a bit of a vicious cycle. Because of these emissions, some argue strongly that switching to more plant-based diets is the ethical choice. This involves looking at sentiocentrism, the idea that ethical concern should extend to sentient beings, which includes farm animals. People who support ethical eating often discuss the pros and cons of eating meat from animal welfare and environmental lenses. But it's not all black and white. There are also farmers and advocates promoting clean meat, which is lab-grown meat designed to reduce the environmental impact and avoid animal suffering. This technology could change the future of meat consumption, but it's still in the early stages and has its own set of challenges, including cost and consumer acceptance. What's surprising is how much the whole livestock farming industry is forced to adapt because of climate pressures. Switching to heat-resistant breeds of animals. Changing grazing practices to prevent overuse and soil degradation. Investing in water-saving technologies and sustainable feed options. These adaptations can be costly and sometimes difficult for small farmers, which raises questions about food security and rural livelihoods in places hit hardest by climate change. It's a ripple effect that spreads across the economy and food systems. When you start blending all these points together, the whole conversation about whether to eat meat or not takes on a new urgency. It's about health, environment, economics, and ethics, all wrapped up in one. So, if you're curious and want a clearer look at the whole picture, Eat Meat or Don't is a fascinating resource. It goes deep into the ethical arguments for and against eating meat, considering sentiocentrism and the environmental impact. It's a good way to understand the bigger ethical eating debate in the context of all these challenges. Whether you're a meat eater, a vegetarian, or just someone thinking about the planet and animal welfare, knowing how climate change influences livestock farming can help you make more informed decisions. After all, food choices are some of the most direct ways we affect the environment and other living beings. So yeah, next time you're talking food or sustainability with friends, you've got some solid info to share about how climate change and livestock farming are tied together. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat by checking out Eat Meat or Don't and explore the complex pros and cons of eating meat through the lens of sentiocentrism, environmental issues, and emerging technologies like clean meat.